It is a Wednesday afternoon on this 24th day of April. Time to check in on the agricultural futures markets. On the phone line, as usual, is Jackie Veck. She's out of Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. So, you know, I want to start not with the commodity markets, because yesterday we had some interesting things happening in the marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just dropped like a rock on a Twitter tweet, and the black box, I think the black boxes must have kicked in or something.
Well, they did. There's no question about it. Yes, there was a Twitter tweet that the White House had been attacked and that President Obama had been harmed, and that just took things down. And it I think what it did was it added to the negative attitude that was going on in our markets. But it's a part of our reality now. You know, we don't think about these things, and in the past we haven't thought about them very often, but I guess we just have to be prepared for almost anything. Certainly backs up the idea, you know, that you need to be prepared for markets going up or down, because yesterday certainly wasn't a day I would have expected to see down.
Yeah, so tell me about that, because you'd be involved in this process more than even those folks that you might be helping to trade the commodity markets. You would have seen that immediately. What goes through your mind when you all of a sudden see the Dow Jones Industrial Average just turn lower sharply?
Well, you know, the first thing you think, of course, is after the Boston Marathon, something happened somewhere, because usually you don't see that dramatic a drop. The bad part is you go searching throughout the news and you're looking to try and find any kind of reasonable explanation, and it took quite a long time before we actually found out what did happen. So, you know, you in some respects, you don't want to be an alarmist, and so you look at the market and you say, all right, if it continues to hold certain levels, you know, we're probably okay, and this is probably some overreaction by either a fund moving or something like that. But it certainly makes the job 10 times more difficult, and it's difficult for, you know, producers and end users to understand a market like that when you see the type of weather situation that we've been in and the things that have been going on. And, you know, you come in with a planting start that's at 4% for corn compared to 16% on the average. It didn't make any fundamental sense, so you knew it had to be something on the outside.
Absolutely. Hey, turn your attention to the corn market now, because we've had some interesting things that have happened over the last 2 days there. Both of them are related to ethanol.
Well, that's true, you know, and it's really something when you see we saw the highest profits since December of 2011 in the ethanol market last month, you know, and there were so many people who were saying that they were losing money, but that doesn't appear to have been the case. And I think that the biggest thing was today when we saw POET announce that they're reopening the Macon, Missouri plant with a $14 million upgrade so that they can actually extract out corn oil and have another revenue stream. So I believe what it says is ethanol is here to stay.
And other things that are in the marketplace, maybe some of the outside markets?
Well, there's a lot of things in the outside markets. At the moment, we're also being bothered a bit by the European market and the fact that the European Central Bank looks like it's going to raise interest rates, indicating they're having more economic problems. But we've got China. There was a rumor that they might move their old crop bean sales to new crop. Mm-hmm. We have 90% of our sales already delivered, so that's not as scary as it would be if we had less than that delivered. But the flip side of it is they may get out of some of their South American purchases and come to the U.S. Current rates for renting a ship at this moment are running $15,000 to $25,000 a day. And if you just look at that on a 50-day delay, you're talking 37.5 cents to 75 cents a bushel in additional cost, because 2 million bushels approximately is what they carry. And we did see China come in yesterday and bought 174,000 tons of new crop beans. Today, unknown, which we usually figure is China, mm-hmm. came in and bought 116,000 tons of beans. So I think that's an interesting twist. And to back up some of the other things that are going on, when you look at Brazil, we have truckers. They're now reporting truckers are driving 1,000 U.S. miles out of their way to deliver to Rio Grande port. Due to all the lines that are at Paranaguá and Sao Paulo. So, you know, I think we can't deny they have a huge crop. We can't deny they have a big double crop corn crop down there, but their logistics and infrastructure are really, really in trouble.
No, that's amazing. 1,000 miles out of the way. But I suppose if you're sitting in a line that's 30 kilometers long and takes 3 days to get through, it might be worth the drive.
Well, and they're saying it's more than 3 days. They're saying at times that it's 5 to 7 days now, sitting in trucks, just doing nothing.
So you're paying guys. That's a lot of time to deliver 900 bushel of soybeans, I got to tell you.
Yeah, sure,
or 1,000 or whatever it is.
Without a backhaul.
Yeah. Hey, here in the United States, we've had some other things that are happening. There's delays there in delivering the harvest, and we have delays here in getting things planted, and it's all related to weather. And there's flooding on the Mississippi. There's cold weather out west. Rainfall continues.
It certainly does, and I think that's what really flew in the face of everybody yesterday when you looked at the markets. Today we did gain a little bit. You know, I talked to one of our Kansas guys, 17 out of the first 24 days of April now, their night has been below 32 degrees. In this particular place, they had actually froze off their wheat down to the ground, but it didn't kill it, and that was the good news. So now the growing point finally came out of the ground this week, and last night they were 19 degrees. So they are very uncertain, but I think the bigger shock came with the freezes down in Amarillo, Texas, lowest temperatures in history down there at this time of year. And, you know, when you look at Texas, Oklahoma, boy, that is just that could be devastational for those guys. We have the wheat tour next week. It'll be interesting to see what they actually, or to hear what they actually see, if there's anything to see out there. And then the Red River Valley, wow. You know, we talked last week, Todd, about the fact that they hadn't surpassed 50 degrees. They think they're going to do that tomorrow, and then they're going to go immediately to that mid-60s. And, you know, this is the latest ever we've seen the Red River Valley flood, but this could be a record flood.
We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Well, thank you, and go for the fundraising. Stuart Peterson's in that pool, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. We rotate through the process. Almost everybody's in that pool. $3,700 is really nice. It's something else. Thank you so much to you and
You're
to
welcome.
All the rest of the folks. That's Jackie Vake. She is with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. They are a supporter of our agricultural programming, and we hope you are, too. If you are, please do give us a call at 217-244-9455. We'll update you just a moment on what our totals are starting to look like. I see some of those phone calls are coming in, but call in 217-244-9455. If you're pledging online at willag.org, make sure that you hit WILLAM and that you hit agriculture. Either way, tell them that you're pledging in support of agriculture. Again, the number to call right now is 217-244-9455.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.